Planning to visit France, Belgium, Switzerland, or another country where they speak French? Do you need French for a bilingual position? Maybe you've been meaning to start learning this beautiful language for years. You've been dreaming about being able to pronounce French properly and with a good French accent. Well, we've got 65 free beginner French conversation practice sessions waiting for you at funandfree.fluencyfix.com. But before you practice with your virtual conversation practice partner, let's have a quick mini lesson first so that you'll really ace the conversation. Ready? Let's go! Now here's your teacher to explain a few things you'll need to know before you practice the conversation with your virtual practice partner.
Hello and welcome to Beginner French Lesson 2. Today we're going to learn how to ask someone where they are from and how to tell someone where you are from. The first thing we'll need is the verb for to come. Venir. 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 Let's quickly learn how to conjugate this verb. I come, je viens. You come, tu viens. He comes, il vient. She comes, elle vient. We come, nous venons. They come, feminine. Elles viennent. They come, masculine. Ils viennent. When we want to turn tu viens, which means you come, into a question, we just turn it backwards and say viens-tu, viens-tu, viens-tu. Now let's put that with the rest of the sentence. The word de, de. De, in this sentence, means from. The word où, 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 O-U, means where. But if we tried to say de où, it would be kind of uncomfortable, so we just get rid of the O and put an apostrophe and turn de où into d'où. D'où, d'où. All together we have d'où viens-tu, d'où viens-tu, d'où viens-tu. It's kind of like from where come you. D'où viens-tu, d'où viens-tu, d'où viens-tu. Now I show you how to answer and tell someone where you are from. We already learned that I come is je viens. Je viens. Je viens. But what is this word we have here in the middle between je viens and Canada? Du. 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 In French, countries are masculine or feminine, and in the case of the United States, they can also be plural. Le Canada. La France. Les États-Unis. Le, la, or les come in front of the country. Du is actually de plus le scrunched together to make du. To say from for feminine countries, you say de. Masculine countries, you say du. And plural, you say des. Because Canada is masculine, we say du and we get je viens du Canada. Je viens du Canada. Je viens du Canada. Let's try three more countries. Australia, feminine. Je viens d'Australie. Japan, masculine. Je viens du Japon. The United States, plural. So you would say, je viens des États-Unis. Try doing this with your own country. Just put je viens de, je viens du, or je viens des in front of it. The next thing we learn is vraiment, 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 which just means really. L'année dernière, l'année dernière, l'année dernière, just means last year. The word y replaces Canada and means there. Je plus y becomes j. You must be thinking that we love to shorten things in French, maybe a little. In the last part of this conversation, we'll need to say three things in the past tense. We'll go deeper into the past tense later. For today, I just want you to look at something that the three verbs used in the last three sentences have in common. These three verbs are aller, to go, aimer, to like, and adorer, to adore or love. They all have a little accent on the E. This is all you have to remember for now. We will talk more about the past tense in future lessons. But for now, just remember that for the verb aller, we drop the R, add an accent to the E, and we get the past tense form aller, which means went. For the verb aimer, which means to like, we drop the R and add an accent to the E, and we get aimer, which means liked. For the verb adorer, which means to adore or to love, in this sentence, we drop the R and add an accent to the E and get adorer, which means loved. I loved it. This is everything you need to know to really understand this conversation. Have fun practicing it with your conversation practice partner.
Now you're ready to practice this conversation with your virtual conversation practice partner. Just click Beginner French at funandfree.fluencyfix.com. Have fun!